Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 21, verses 4 to 6. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did. And they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. I was brought up by the sea, and so it isn't surprising that I started fishing when I was a boy. We always set out with huge expectations of what we would catch. If you've ever gone fishing, you will know that whenever somebody walks by, they're bound to ask the question, "Have you caught anything?" It's the obvious question to ask, but the last thing that you want to admit is that you've caught nothing. You feel a complete failure, an experience I often had. In this account, Jesus asked the predictable question. Even though he spoke to them, it seems at first that the disciples didn't recognize him. He then advised them to cast their nets on the right-hand side of the boat. Another thing that people who walk by you when you're fishing like to do is to give advice. Jesus duly gave his advice, and interestingly, since they didn't know it was him, or that their newfound advisor knew anything about fishing, they did as he said. The result was they brought in an enormous catch. Most people don't love change. We get used to organizing our lives in a way that suits us, and we have powerful reasons for doing things in the way that we do. Churches are particularly fond of sticking to a particular way of organizing themselves, that sometimes stays unchanged for years and even decades. It isn't wrong to get into a settled pattern of life, but it's essential for us to listen to the voice of Jesus, who will sometimes invite us to do things completely differently. And when we are obedient to him, blessing is sure to follow. So let me ask you a question. When have you seen radical change in the life of your church? And what did you learn from the experience? And now let me pray with you. Loving Lord Jesus, help us to listen carefully for your voice. We ask you to give us courage to be obedient. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which can be accessed at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.